USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in cities across the nation say in some cases there are demonstrators in the streets on this overnight, but things have stayed very quiet and there hasn't been any violence reported in recent hours. That after Kyle Rittenhouse, the 18-year-old who had been accused of a double homicide and wounding a third man, was found not guilty of all charges on Friday. Things again relatively peaceful overnight, with one exception in Portland, Oregon, where there was a bit of a riot declared and several arrests were made. The Women's Tennis Association says video released Saturday of Chinese tennis star Peng Shui is not enough to calm concerns about her safety and health. She's been missing ever since she accused a former top Chinese government official of persuading her to have sex with him several weeks ago. And Cardi B is hosting the American Music Awards tonight, Sunday night, on ABC. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is endorsing the use of COVID-19 vaccine boosters for all adults. Walensky giving her blessing after the CDC's vaccine advisors voted unanimously to recommend booster shots of both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines. The boosters are now approved for all adults 6 months after they've received their first two doses, and the CDC strongly encourages older folks and people with underlying medical conditions to get their boosters before the holiday arrives. Over the weekend in many cities, it was kids who were getting vaccinated, like here in Illinois.
At first, it pinched a little bit, but in the end, I didn't feel anything.
85-year-old Democratic Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson of Texas resigning after nearly 30 years in Congress. Johnson was the first black woman to chair the House panel on science, space, and technology. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Healthy and vigorous, two of the adjectives used by the 78-year-old President Joe Biden's doctor following the president's annual physical on Friday. Here's a closer look at that story from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The White House released a copy of results from President Biden's first physical exam and highlights observations including his stiffened walking pattern.
I feel great. Nothing's changed. We're in good shape.
Biden remains a healthy, vigorous 78-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Longtime Democratic Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson of Texas is resigning after nearly 30 years in Congress. Johnson was first elected in the early 1990s and became the first black woman to chair the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. The 85-year-old announcing on Saturday she won't seek re-election. Instead, she says she will eventually throw her support behind a successor, and she'll be looking for what she hopes will be a female who is qualified. And the American Music Awards are coming up tonight, the 49th annual edition of them at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. Olivia Rodrigo nominated in 7 categories, including for Artist of the Year. Cardi B will be hosting the event that honors excellence in music. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on ABC. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.